And it's time now to have a chat to Johnny O'Neill because it's been an interesting couple of days and also an interesting morning, no doubt, because he's got, as I said, a couple of nice horses trialling at Cranbourne. How are you, Johnny?
Yeah, really good, mate. How are you, Michael?
Very well. First of all, that first trial with Wall of Fire, how did he go?
Mate, I've got to be honest with you. I'm that busy in the office running like a crazy man, and I've missed the trial. I've got about sort of six or seven trialling there today, so... I'll be on the phone as soon as I get off the phone to you. I know Ozzy was heading out there early this morning. He was quite hurt, mate, because there's a stack of horses obviously trialling today, and we've got a number trialling Friday down at Warrnambool too.
We'll get an update. I know Gracie Ramage is out there for racing.com, so we'll get that update. Put it to air as well so you can have a listen with us, Johnny.
Let's Fantastic, mate.
Talk about Marmello. What was your reaction to his run? He was a $1.70 favourite. He got beaten. He wasn't disgraced, but he finished second over in France on Sunday night.
Yeah, look, he won that race last year, and having a lengthy chat with Huey, he's pretty confident he's going a lot better this year than he was last, which is really positive. Obviously, running second in the Group 1 DeVarza bred early in the campaign, and then he won a listed very easy, he won a Group 2 very easy. One thing we have found with the horse is he definitely appreciates being covered up, and it was a very funny run race. I'm sure a lot of the listeners watched the race, but he sort of jumped reasonably well, but sort of travelled 3, 4, 5 deep in the field for sort of at least 600 or 800 metres. And I know that it was a straight run in, but at the start he was over racing and sort of pulling a little, and Christoph couldn't get him in. So eventually when he did, he pulled a fair bit. The winner had a really lovely run on the rail, sort of kicked about sort of 600 from home, and I think he'd sort of run his race by then, so I think it was a pretty good staying effort on a really hard track, and I think he finished off reasonably well. So I know that Huey was pretty happy with the run. He sent a note straight afterwards and said, look, you know, the track was very hard. If it had been in the UK, we probably wouldn't have run, but we took him over just to give him a nice pipe opener. He was pretty short and obviously expected to win, but as we know, Michael, it's hard to win every week, mate. So we were pretty happy with the run.
All right. And Huey, the concern about a firm track, what kind of concern is that coming into a Melbourne Cup? I know he ran well on a good three during the Caulfield Cup. But if you get a firm track Melbourne Cup day, is that going to be a worry?
Well, look, I mean, I think he's just appreciating sun given the ground. And, I mean, I think, Flemington's traditionally reasonably firm, but having said that, the grass cover's pretty good. They've just had no rain over in France at all. So for them, this time of the year, the track was really hard. It was a lot harder than what it was the previous year. So, look, I think we just deal with those situations as we face them. But I think the grass cover at Flemington's pretty good. He'll be okay. We'll have a chat with Huey. I've had a couple of emails back and forward since. He travelled back really well. So he'll have a good look at him today, and I would imagine he probably won't have another run before the Cup now because his focus is normally to really space those runs out. So he'll come over, probably taper off a bit of work and then spark back up 3 or 4 weeks before the Cup.
Would you like Christoph to ride him, Christoph Simeon, in the Melbourne Cup or a local jock?
Yeah, no, look, I mean, Christoph's got a great relationship with the horse. Ryan Moore's also won on the horse. We're going to have a meeting later this afternoon on some jockeys, actually, so it'll be interesting to see. He's a wonderful rider, Christoph, but we've got a lot of wonderful riders here too. So one thing we did do last year is told Huey what we thought should happen, and the horse didn't perform to his best. So I think in this instance, if Huey wants to bring Christoph, we'll be more than happy to accommodate. He's a wonderful rider.
And you had Huey Bowman on last year in both the Caulfield Melbourne Cup as well. So
we certainly do, and he's a wonderful rider too. So, I think we're very lucky. I think if you get nice horses in the good races, there's some wonderful jockeys here in Australia and internationally. So, I'd personally get Joe Moreira on the horse if we could. I think he'd really suit him, but he's off in Japan now, I think, so it'll be interesting to see. But the work will be done in the next few weeks on that, but we're going to have a meeting later today on it.
Well, you might be able to get Joe Moreira on one of your Japanese horses because they are out, and we saw them do a piece of work at Ballarat and Grand National Day. Tosin Basil's been huge raps on it, and you've also got Cassius the Sprinter, Admire Robson. Firstly, Tosin Basil, what's Weary telling you about how this horse has settled in? When will we get to see his first start?
I think what's going to happen, Darren plans on trialling the horse on Friday, I think. As I said, he had a nice gallop. A great thing that Ozzy's done is all of these horses, were sort of pretty much up to the mark in Japan. So I think Darren was a little surprised when some of the horses arrived in a little bit better condition than what they normally would. So, look, we're the last person that people to be talking or telling Will to do anything. So I know that he was pretty comfortable with the horses. He was very, very happy with Cassius, extremely happy with Admire Robson as well. So Friday will be a good day down at Warrnambool. There'll be a few horses jumping out down there, and that'll give us a bit of a guide. I think he'd probably take a path into the Caulfield Cup, but again, that'll be Darren's call. Maybe an Underwood into a Caulfield Cup or something like that, and then hopefully under the Melbourne Cup. But he's a beautiful horse.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And, we'll see our ambitious trials in a couple of minutes, actually. And what's happened with Saracen? We know he was on that American campaign. Is that still underway?
Yeah, look, Richard went over. He performed, he ran in a mile race well and truly below expectations, and then ran in a 2,200-metre race and also ran below expectations. So, as I said, he had some issues here, some bleeding issues here. He got banned for 3 months, so we sent him over there. It's obviously taken a little longer than we would have hoped for him to settle in, so we're going to transfer him to a trainer at Richard's recommendation over there, and he'll have a couple of runs and settle back in, and then we'll see where we get to from there. But it's been a wonderful exercise having a look and just seeing the difference between the horses racing here and over there for us. So a good learning curve and something that we'll continue to look at moving forward.
John, thanks for the update as we continue to count down to the Spring Carnival, and all your hopes we'll be in touch, no doubt, again as the Spring Carnival continues to unfold.
Pleasure, mate. Don't be too concerned about Ambitious's trial. He hates the wet, and I would imagine Cranbourne's pretty wet, so he'll just be having a look around, I would have thought.
We will take that on board. Of course, Jamaica's in that same trial as well. Johnny O'Neill, one of the biggest owners. What a stable he's got.